The darkness growing on me on XFM 104.9. Oh, it's all going well already, isn't it? The microphones fell apart. Carl's shouting because he got headphones on.
His music's turned up too late.
Canfield level. God, it got pre-out. Look at him giggling. Look at him. Look at him laughing. That's so funny because I got a letter here from, who was it from? Mike Heal, who sent me a little picture of a little Japanese fella from a film who said, looks like me, and he does a little bit. But he says, please can you make Carl laugh? I've never heard him utter as much as a snigger, and I'm worried he may have a genetic disorder. Well, I mean, he has got a genetic disorder, yeah. Obviously. But, he was giggling then. I hope people heard you then. Look at his little face.
It was a joy.
Oh, I love the things that make him happy.
But I love the fact just before the microphone came up and just before the record finished, he had his headphones on, the music was too loud and he was just shouting, Bauhaus is not working! Bauhaus is not working! I have to play something else!
I went and found Ziggy Stardust by Bauhaus. Why isn't it working? Look at him giggling! Look, he's lost it! Is he going away? Are you on drugs, Carl? What have you done? He's tickled. Look at his little, he looks like one of those shaved monkeys. Look at his little weird, oh my God, I've never seen a forehead glow.
I know, it's extraordinary.
Oh.
And he's got that red shirt on as well, so the whole of him is just a big glowing...
Carl! What are you trying? What are you putting in?
I'm gonna see if I can get this to work.
Go on then.
Hang on.
Brilliant radio. I hope Dr. Fox is listening, because I think he's eating his words right now, Steve.
Right, I think I've done it.
Right. Well done. That's excellent.
Right, what
let's play
doing?
Bauhaus now, and let's try and compose ourselves. This is Ziggy Stardust by Bauhaus. Well, it worked. That worked, didn't it? So you panic over. Calm, Carl now. Calm now. You're on early soon, aren't you?
Yeah.
You got to go off early.
Well, about
how many holidays have you had? Because I only ever have time off when I'm working, like doing another job, like, you know, filming or something. But you seem to have a lot of holidays, just like, and you were sick as well. You were just like, because you had wet trousers, which is a little bit, do you not care about the job? I mean, I've got to ask because, you know what I mean? If I was in charge, I'd worry about your motivation or, because yesterday we were trying to work out what you enjoyed doing and we got to, Manchester United and moaning. And that is the two we came up with.
I don't know where you get the moaning thing
You're
from.
Always whinging.
About what?
Everything.
When? When did I last have a moan?
Just before we came on air.
Right, and why was that?
I don't know, I can't remember. Because we were in good mood, me and Rick.
I'll tell you why.
Go on.
Because you brought a song in at 10 to 1.
Yeah.
With a load of effing and jeffing in it.
Yeah.
And saying, can you edit this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's your job.
You could have brought it in yesterday.
No, I couldn't.
Why not?
I hadn't thought of it.
Hmm.
But why are you whinging? That's your job. And I did come in 10 minutes before. It was a good 20 minutes before. It just took you ages because you were whinging and moaning to even get started.
I'm not being dragged into this.
You are always.
I'm on my holiday now.
Well, not yet. No, you're not on yet. You're still working.
Well, that's what's funny. This isn't even work, right? And yet it should be. Compared to what I do in the week, this is a doddle.
Well, it's because you're not putting any effort in, clearly. Where are you going anyway? Where are you heading?
Cornwall.
Yeah? What's happening down there?
Well, there's a monkey world.
You're excited about that.
We don't see that. Probably go twice to that.
Yeah.
Awesome down there.
How long are you in for? The whole week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
this is with your parents, isn't it?
Yeah. Taking them out.
Your father, what do you think your father will be up to? What's he going to be nicking on this holiday?
Well, there's a lot of tin in Cornwall. Since they've shut their mines.
He's just called Suzanne, said they've got there, said it's a nice little place.
Mm-hmm. There'll be no towels when you get there.
So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Just going to chill out and sort of like go to the pub and stuff?
Yeah, like I say, I mean, all I've got planned is probably the, probably Tuesday and Thursday at Monkey World.
What about Wednesday? What are we thinking of Wednesday? Just wandering around?
Just sort of think about, you know.
King Arthur and that. He was down there, wasn't he?
I don't know, but I'll tell
you
something.
What town?
I don't know. I don't know where it is. Suzanne sorted it out.
I had you on the phone to her saying, well, pack them. Pack two pairs. Poor woman. She's packing your bags for you.
Yeah.
Right.
But,
You'd spend more time at home if Steve didn't come in at 10-2 with a rap record with, like, obscenities all over it.
Yeah, well, we'll play that next week.
Then. Well, you didn't even get the job done, that's the thing. We can't even play it because you didn't get finishing time.
I tell you what, that Method Man, if he doesn't stop effing and jeffing, it's the end of his career, in my opinion. Anyway. All this F that and, Jeff, I'm a Jeff myself.
Yeah.
Or I'm hanging out with my Jeffs.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Jeff
and we know you can't put out the J word. on XFM.
Oh, Mother Jeffer.
Well, so we haven't got that, but what we have got...
Go on.
Monkey News.
We've still got Monkey News, have we?
That's sorted out, that's coming up.
Yeah.
Rockbusters.
Yeah. Well, last chance. Definitely your last chance this time. You actually improved a little bit last week, you did a couple of good ones.
Yeah. Same again this week. And, Cheeky Freak.
The controversial Cheeky Freak of the week. Where Carl, finds, a human being with, some sort of, congenital or you know, imposed deformity, or, you know. So, and we talk about that. In a wry way. Do you think that's big and clever?
No, but that's just it. It's never about taking the mickey out of someone, right? It's about, it's to make you think.
I'll tell you what isn't big and clever.
How lucky you are.
A dwarf with learning difficulties.
Nice.
Yeah. Well.
We'll explain it to you. That's the forthcoming single from British Sea Power. That's called Carrion.
That's nice and retro. That's like end of the 70s Bowie.
Mm.
That's great. Good. On XFM 104.9. That's just some of the records.
That we've played so far.
Do you know what I mean? You've had The Darkness. You've had Bauhaus. It's like, can it get any better, Carl, do you think?
Like I say, we've got Monkey News coming up.
So. Guess what? I lost 400 quid cash this week.
Gambling?
No. That's tragic. This is why it gutted me.
It wasn't even on your gambling addiction.
No, I had a photo shoot. I had a suit, right, and I'd claimed back some expenses, and I'd had it in my pocket. And then when I took the suit home, it must have fallen out in the street or the cab. And I remembered it, and I went every pocket twice. And it was just the fact, I don't think about, oh God, that's terrible, that's a terrible blow. I think, oh God, if I had it back now, it would be free money.
Yeah.
If I suddenly found it now, I'd have £400 that was just free money. And yeah. I had a little nap to get over it, and I was-
And you were fine.
I was okay. But that's got someone just found, what a gift that is.
Oh.
Just, I mean, untraceable.
Was it in a money clip? Was it rolled up in a money clip?
No, it was just literally 400 quid in an envelope.
Oh, and that's so that, a treat.
I know. See, I'd always hand it in. I genuinely would. Unless I found it in the middle of a forest or something. If it was in a street. Do you know what I mean, though?
Because a bear dropped it.
Yeah. But I mean, if I found it in a pub or a cab, I'd just hand it to anyone
who was rummaging through.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But I'd hand it in.
Well, I
but there's no way, if they found it in the street, there's no way they could do it. You know, it goes to the police station and it sits there for 6 months, but.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a waste of time. Pocket it. But, because when I was younger, I remember being outside a post office once when I was about 10 or 12 and finding a purse. And thinking, oh, that's nice. And I opened it up, and there was some money in there, and a pension book, and so it was obviously an old lady. I found an address, I sent it to her, and my mum said, you know, you've been so good there, you'll probably get a little reward. She'll probably send you a little reward. Nothing! I got maybe a thank you note, but no cash, no moolah, nothing.
Really?
And I was livid, because I'd been told that I was going to get a reward, I thought I've been a good Samaritan, nothing. So, many moons later, when I was at university, I learnt from that, and this is the most bizarre thing.
It this explains a lot, doesn't it, Carl?
This is like the Mary Celeste. I went to a cash point to put my, I thought, I can't get my card in here. And I realised there was already somebody's card in the machine. They put the code in, but then they just disappeared. They'd been kidnapped or something. So it was just there, waiting, sitting, said, what do you want to do? And it gave you a number of options. I thought, interesting.
Steal or go to heaven?
Yeah, exactly.
He went, oh dear.
Well, I pressed, balance. Just to check what their bank balance was.
Unbelievable.
It was a considerable sum of money. I'm not going to lie to you. It was not typical student debt. It was like, I think they were a foreign student. There was a lot of cash in there. A lot of money.
Did you feel a slight bulge in your trousers when you saw the amount of money?
I couldn't believe my luck. I thought to myself, now then, I could just take that card out and hand it in, or I could teach them a small lesson.
Right.
And maybe give myself a reward, because last time I did that, I didn't get a reward. So if I give myself £30, then I'll take the card out.
30?
Give myself 30.
You didn't really?
Well, I thought that's a good reward, and I went in, I handed the card in, I took that
Steve!
And that's a little reward for me, and I'll tell you this, don't think it's evil, because I went in and I bought everyone a drink.
Well, brilliant.
Yeah, I didn't tell them I got the money free.
Well done. Excellent.
So
probably gangsters are quite generous. With the money they've stolen from other people.
Yes, but someone's negligence, Rick, has lent. The thing is this,
Steve,
right?
I believe it, except they're buying people a drink, Carl. What do you think?
Well, I kind of thought that when he said it, but then I thought, but they'll be buying one him back.
So he's still.
So in a way, he's still a winner.
Yeah. Everyone's a winner. in that situation, including the student, because frankly, if there had been a less scrupulous person who found it, they'd have probably helped themselves to a considerable sum.
I cannot believe he did that.
There was thousands and thousands of pounds in there.
What if it was, what if Beadle had jumped out and slapped you with his little claw and said, we've been filming this, merchant?
Well, what, so what?
How old were you then?
I don't know, 19, 20?
Would you do it again, or was it just to get the world back for the old lady's purse?
Possibly do it again, yeah.
You're joking!
Well, you've got to think of it this way. You've got to think of it as there was a lot of money in there, and someone less scrupulous than me would have taken a fortune. They'd have cleaned them out. Whereas I just took a small reward, which I thought was more than enough for someone's negligence. And I've returned the card. They've got the card back. Everything's fine. Think of someone else. I could have gone on a spending spree. I could have been buying stuff, all sorts.
Yeah, but it wasn't yours at all.
Yes, but they probably would have given me a reward. And because, you know, sometimes people forget or, you know, they don't give you a reward, I thought I should
take it myself.
He had
to go at your dad from nicking a loaf of bread out of a phone box.
Yeah, but that's because it's for old people, geriatrics and stuff.
How do you know how old was your people who you were robbing from?
It was on a student campus.
Hmm.
Well. Wow.
I think it was more, I thought it was excellent behaviour. I thought it was good, honourable behaviour.
That's showing another side to him, isn't it?
What would you have done, Carl, in that situation? And tell the truth.
I might have helped myself a little bit.
There you are! This is helping yourself a bit!
Like you say, just sort of, you know, send them back and sort of say, you know...
If you find a pound coin in the street and you can be bothered to bend over for it, then have it. But someone's cash point card or personal belongings...
I'd let them know, though. Did you send it to them and say, I've you know, I've service charge included, I've took that out already?
No, I handed it in to the,
Let them know.
I'd say, you know, you're lucky here, right? I just took, I'd probably take 20, actually. Because okay. That's just like one note.
Sorry, right, okay. You are winding me up.
No, I'm not. I mean, not for once. I mean, I know what Steve's like. He is tight, right? He is. And you know that, don't you, Steve?
Financially,
I
mean, you mean?
Well, no, I mean, just the way you are, you're very sort of, you know... You're not wasteful with your money.
I'm careful. No, I'm not wasteful. Absolutely right.
No, but to the extreme.
Not at all to the extreme. Not at all to the extreme.
No.
Look after the pennies. The pounds will take care of themselves. All right? Simple to remember. Good advice.
Yeah, all right? But the thing is, right, I know that I take the mickey out of you for, like, you know, the way you look and stuff.
Sure. Right? Well, I'm right back at you.
But the thing is, you can't help that.
Absolutely.
But I'll tell you something that women don't like.
Sure.
And it's fellas who are tight with the money.
Sure. I'm not frugal with money with ladies. I'm frugal with money with you.
Well,
I've got no reason to splash money out on you.
I've never seen you splash money out.
Well, you've never been out with me.
Have you ever, Steve, splashed out on a lady?
No, but I hope to one day. The right lady.
Play a record. Blair, Out of Time on XFM. 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Talking of money, Steve, look at this, right? It's in the paper. A wife has had her beauty insured for £100,000 in case she grows ugly and her husband walks out. Nicole Jones, 26, of Chipping Sodbury, Gloucestershire, says £200 a year, pays £200 a year for a policy. She arranged it as a present for her husband Richard. Her beauty will be judged by a panel of builders. So,
have they been selected beforehand, do you think? Do the insurance company know who they are? I assume they're complete strangers.
So suppose, like, in 30 years' time, he looks at her and goes, oh, you've lost your looks. She goes, well, have I?
Yeah.
He goes, well, yeah. Well, have I? Calling the panel. Some builders come in.
Yeah.
All right, get him out for that. Well, never mind that. She's lost it. Right, well, 100 grand. Well, 100 grand coming your way.
They stand on some scaffolding.
Yeah.
She walks by.
Yeah.
And if they will whistle.
That is amazing.
Do you think they give her a quote first?
Yeah, what if they say, actually, love, you've got nothing to lose. You're not oil painting anyway.
Yeah, we can't come round and judge your beauty for at least two weeks.
That is just open to abuse, isn't it? £100,000. Because I remember, in Japan, they're mad on golf, right? And if you get a hole in one, you buy everyone, you throw a party. And it was costing them, like, thousands and thousands of pounds. So they were insuring themselves against getting a hole in one. And so, miraculously, everyone was going, I got a hole in one. Did he? Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Paying out insurance. I mean, they could be in that together, couldn't they?
It's bizarre.
I'm sure they're not. They're probably more honest than you two that would take 20 quid out of a cash point. But, you know.
No, I'm 30.
30. Yeah, 30. I like the wording, though. A wife.
Yeah, a wife. The word wife.
The word wife.
It's a, I don't know why it make, I just find this is an odd word. This is, hello, this is my wife.
Hello, the wife.
Yeah, the wife.
My wife.
It just seems a word that you have to say if you're 60. You go,
yeah, I know.
Have you met the wife?
And even then, ironically, unless someone, you don't know exactly, are you married? Yeah, my wife is from, you know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense, but it's the wife.
People go, oh, better get back, I'm meeting the wife for dinner. But especially when you know
well,
them.
I remember bumping into someone, a friend of mine, in, somewhere at a party, a couple that I knew, and I'd known both of them before they got married. In fact, I'd known her, I think, longer. And I said, da-da-da-da, where's so-and-so? And he went, oh, the wife will be along in a minute. And it's just this notion that, but what, use her name.
I know, she is.
I know, she is. I know her name.
The wife. Is that
well, I used to call her by that, the wife.
It's like someone going, you know I'm married. You know,
exactly.
You know I'm married.
It's
in
like showing
in
what?
The eyes of God, we are wed.
Exactly.
Yes, that makes me more of an adult than
it's
you.
It's the ownership. Yeah, it's like going, you know I'm a real man. I've got a wife, and here she is. She's my wife.
I find it, there's the words I find hard to say. In a shop, I could never ask for wet ones. Do you know what I mean? If I have to go and ask for wet ones, I won't bother. Or toilet duck. Another one I have a problem with, I never say, Snickers.
Why?
Dunno. I think it's I grew up with Marathon.
Yeah. See, this is so pathetic, I still get embarrassed buying, toilet paper.
Really?
You know, if you go into, like, your 24-hour shop just around the corner, not a supermarket, big shop, but if you just go in there and you're just maybe buying some milk.
Yeah.
A chocolate bar. Because it's like they know what you're up to.
No.
No, but they know you're going to use it to, you know, when you're going to the lavatory at some point. It's sort of, it's too intimate.
But you just go, I know what you're thinking, I'll be using this after masturbation. Thus saving all embarrassment.
It goes with the porn mag I just walked in.
Elvis Costello, Alison, from way back on XFM 104.9, a retro cut.
Indeed.
Wow. Up to the modern day, the newest game show around, Rockbusters.
Whee! Isn't there a jingle?
It'd probably be something like, oh, Rockbusters. It would be very,
along those lines.
I've got to work it out, but I mean, yeah, let's go without it for now, and then we'll be ready next week.
Excellent. The prizes, once again, sourced by Carl Pilkington. I think it's, been in the prize bag before, Carl, but I could see it back. The best air guitar album in the world ever.
Do they keep sending it back? Is that just one? it comes through the window, tied to a brick.
Actually, there's a lot of good stuff on there. There's, the Kinks.
Knopfler? Is there Knopfler?
Knopfler, I believe, is on
there. Is Clapton anywhere to be seen?
Definitely Clapton, I would have thought. A Deep Purple. We got Quo, Skinnerd, Mac, Snake is there. Straits, excellent. And, yeah, there's all sorts on there, obviously.
Yeah.
This is always an odd choice, but fair enough. This is the, current album by the Yardbirds. Their first studio album in 35 years. So, the new music station XFM giving away that. Excellent. I suppose it's new music in some ways. A smash hits compilation. We got stuff on there. It's Aha, it's Curiosity Killed the Cat. It's all the old favourites. Plus two DVDs. Columbo.
What
which,
Columbo?
It's got a couple of classic Columbo episodes there. Suitable for Framing.
One of the best, TV programmes of all time.
Why do I get- you can always tell immediately who the villains are. Suitable for Framing. I'm assuming that's some kind of art dealer.
Yeah.
Maybe an artist. Candidate for Crime. Presumably some kind of, presidential political candidate.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that'd be good, I'm sure. Columbo. I mean-
Stab Woman. That was my favourite episode. Stab Lady Wife.
I mean, to be fair, I'm not sure why- who would buy a Columbo DVD? Like, you can't find it on TV.
It's on now. It's on now. I guarantee, because someone could maybe, email in, is there an episode of Columbo on now anywhere that got cable or digital? I think it will
almost
be.
Almost certainly.
But it is great.
And the other DVD here is Cruise of the Gods, which was the one-off TV kind of film, comedy film that was on at Christmas, featuring Rob Brydon and Steve
Coogan.
Brydon, Coogan. It's good.
Williams.
So, yeah, there's a few gifts there. Not bad, not bad at
all. Now we get to the real deal. Okay, this is what everyone tunes in for. This is Monkey News, I think. Not the music. Go on.
Well, here we go then.
Yeah.
Three cryptic clues and that, and just work
really
it out.
Cryptic, but
easy as that. Email in.
It's email in.
Right.
Well, what's the email address?
ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Well, don't say that I know it or care.
I think. Yeah. So the first one, he's got American coins all down his spine. Right. He's got American coins all down his spine. What band's that? What artist is it?
What does it begin with?
What? N.
I know it, I've got it already.
Right.
That's rubbish, too easy. Yeah,
right,
go on
second
next.
One. Jeremy Beadle has got arthritis. Right? Jeremy Beadle has got arthritis.
Yeah.
That's the second clue. The initials there, SLF. Right, SLF. Jeremy Beadle's got a little bit of arthritis. And the third one, Foxy, Shipman, and a country western singer on a merry-go-round. SD, right? So Foxy, Shipman, and some country western singer having a go on a merry-go-round. The initial SD, right? So email in, ricky.gervais.
I'm intrigued with that one. I'm genuinely intrigued with that one.
I like the fact there's a certain whiff of controversy about it, because Shipman is mentioned.
I know, yeah. Oh,
dear. A little bit edgy, that.
So, that's the three.
He's from your neck of the woods, isn't he, as well, Shipman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my mum's mum used to use him.
Okay, let's play a record.
Well, you got to play a record or play some adverts if you fancy some ads?
Oh, I'd rather adverts,
well,
yeah.
I've got some for you.
Placebo. This picture on XFM 104.9. Steve?
Yes.
I think, Carl's gonna put most people to shame. We were talking about generosity earlier. Because Carl is a nice, generous bloke when it really comes to it. He's paying for Father's Day. He's paying for the cottage that he's going away with his dad.
Are you really, Carl?
Yeah.
Right. Well, there's no way of us proving if that's true or not.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you could be lying.
But why would I do that?
Well, because you want to show off.
I didn't do it on air, you mentioned it. I don't want people to know how generous I am. I just...
Right.
Just do it, just get on with it,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like charity work and that.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I'd have thought that you wouldn't have fallen for Father's Day. I'd have thought you'd have known it was like...
Well, we don't, I mean, to be honest, it's a bit of a coincidence, because I paid for it anyway, and it's happened to fall on...
Right.
On Father's Day.
Mm.
Right?
But don't
and
buy
my dad's
a card.
Not normally
don't,
that bothered.
Don't fall for it. I mean, obviously that and Mother's Day and a plethora of other things were, literally invented by card companies to make more money.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad always says don't get him a card or anything. Because he hates it. With all these things that I'd like, you know, rip off times, really, just ripping people off.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit stingy, that.
Well, no, I mean, he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. It's just, because fellas aren't bothered about getting cards anyway, are they? But the other thing that he noticed, you know, helping out the flower companies, the Princess Diana thing, when she-
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No. Jesus Christ, God. Carl, what do you mean? What do you mean?
That's what he said. He said, oh-
I nearly swore then, because I was, you surprise me- All the time.
No, I'm
but
just,
that is incredible.
Sorry, what? I don't understand. What are you talking
all
about?
All the flowers that were sort of sold that day.
Right. What, right. For people to leave as a commemoration or
yeah, whatever? Yeah, they made a mint, didn't they?
Who did?
Flower companies.
Right. So what
so
are you
you're saying?
Saying
you're
so
saying
he was just saying, you know, makes you wonder.
What, whether-
About what?
Whether it was in the floor or behind the hit.
Oh.
So it's a conspiracy? It's a conspiracy by the flower companies.
I would love to see you and your dad just sitting at home watching a bit of Channel 5 when apes go mental, right, with your roast
when's that
dinner.
On? When's that on?
And then talk like, well, yeah, well, you know, kill Diana, don't you? Flower company's son. Right, quite right, Dad, you're not wrong. What are you talking about?
No, I'm not, you know, I'm just saying, it's like you were saying about the cards, you know, on Father's Day and that. It's just a bit
too much
a bit
of a coincidence.
Weird.
Too much of a coincidence.
I'd be interested to see sort of, you know, like the business graph.
Sure. Yeah.
On how the companies were doing, then suddenly.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But then by the same token, Elton John, you know, he had the biggest selling hit record, didn't he, off the back of that?
Hmm.
I mean, so, is he incriminated as well?
If you want, I mean.
It's a conspiracy theory you've not kind of analysed terribly closely. You've put it out there, and if people maybe who are investigating want to kind of add that into their inquiries, then they can.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, no, that's all I'm saying. I'm just, you know. Because it's always the same thing, isn't it? Like, I was out shopping the other day, you know, treating Suzanne like I do. Yeah, I like spending money in that.
Yeah.
I was in WH Smith's.
Yeah. Oh, classy. Getting was it a big birthday? Was it? was it a 30th?
No, I was getting a.
Was it two biros for the price of one?
I was getting a card for my dad for Father's Day anyway because I'm seeing him.
Yeah.
Big Toblerone.
Yeah.
There was a giant.
Who said Father's Day? They love a Toblerone.
I've never understood Toblerone because the only time I see Toblerone is in airports, right, and minibars.
Mm.
That is what the small Toblerone is for, the minibar in a hotel, three star upwards. Mm. And the big Toblerone.
Well, it's the big Toblerone is a gift, isn't it? It can only be a gift. You wouldn't buy a big Toblerone for yourself.
Yeah, duty free gift. The Toblerone. It's next to Chanel number 5 Toblerone and a bear.
But it's who specifically would you be buying that Toblerone for?
I don't know.
Someone who's clearly never had it before and would think it was interesting novelty.
Yeah.
Well, this gift's interesting.
I'll tell you what though, Toblerone is brilliant. I mean, if whoever makes that, if they want to send sort of, you know, some Toblerones, I will eat Toblerone.
Well, yeah. I think very much the same about fags.
And of course.
Just cigarettes. If you've got any boxes of cigarettes and, that you don't want, you know, duty free or whatever, send them.
I'd just like to say that, in no way do I endorse Carl's dad's theory that flower companies were behind the death of Diana.
No,
well, maybe I could say that on air as well, just to save any complaints.
I'll tell you what though, talking about fag packets and that, do you know how, like, now, they've got, if you have these, they'll do you in, sort of thing,
on the
front now, they've got these special stickers on them.
Yeah.
I saw a thing in a magazine the other day, in Brazil, it's got, like, pictures of ill people on them.
Blimey, that is
powerful. Gone really, hardcore over there.
That's good, isn't it?
But I mean, to be fair, what more can they do? I mean, there are fag packets now that say these will kill you, and people are still smoking them. I mean, yeah. I don't know what they. I don't think the message is getting through.
You could ban them altogether, I suppose. If it seems weird to sort of like, you might as well sell guns and go, careful, you can kill people with these. Well, ban them then. I'll just be careful. Let's shoot, have your eye out with that. This is poison. This is poison. These are really, really mental poison drugs.
You know those people with the, you ever see them in the street, they're selling fags, duty free obviously, they're just selling them on the street. Have you ever seen these guys?
Yeah.
I walk up and down Finchley Roadlock because I'm just near my place. And, all these people, they're sort of looking a bit shifty and then they just think that you're maybe a smoker. They just, fags, and they'll open their jacket and it literally will be like something from, you know, the 1940s.
They won't go to you though, do they?
They're smoking, you're stunching growth. They know you must have never had a fag in your life.
But you know, I might be buying them as a gift or something because I'm quite a generous guy. And but it struck me, I was chatting with my friend about, you know, there seems to be, there are certain people who are very, maybe they have trouble getting work, or maybe they, you know, they're immigrants who've not landed on their feet and they've had trouble, you know, and so there's a couple of jobs they can do. It seems to be, there's the fag selling, there's those people I noticed on Oxford Street who bend a piece of wire into the shape of your name. I mean, what kind of a gift is that, really? You know what I mean?
I know.
It's like they're literally giving them out. Or you can, you can have the bending the name. You can be selling those things that you throw at the wall and they sliver down.
At Dover?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm a trained carpenter.
Right. Can you write really small on a piece of rice?
I could try.
Could you write those names on a piece of rice?
I could try.
It's quite tricky, but what about
the rest of your family? Well, that one's only two, but he could be trained. He's got smaller fingers.
Okay. Do you want to sell some knocked-off perfume? How about that?
Again, we'd like to apologise for any inadvertent racism, suggestion that Lady Diana was killed by flower companies, or that Steve makes a habit of stealing from cash points.
What about
XFM 104.9?
A picture of Rick Waller on the front of the bargain bucket.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, universally speaking, on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant, and of course, Carl Pilkington. Now, people come up to me, and they say, is Carl for real? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, they want to say, is he that stupid? And the answer is yes, right? Some people think that he's putting on. Some people think that he's a character that we've invented, like we've got an actor in, like he's a Gareth Keenan or a Tim or something. And I go,
that we've scripted.
Exactly, yeah. No, he's absolutely real, aren't you, Carl? I go, where did he come from? Well, just to tell the story, we came here and, well, I was much too important to run the desk myself this time round, so they just gave us a T-boy.
Steve came in with you, I remember that.
Yeah. Why do you remember that?
Well, Steve knows, I don't want to keep going over it, but no, it's just the way he looks, it's just great.
Were you taken aback?
A little bit.
Yeah. And he's just developed into my favourite thing. I also said that you get bored with, like, you know, battling tops or, you know, pets sometimes. I mean, I love my cat, but he's not as, you know,
Colin.
My cat.
Yeah. Colin.
Actually, Carl's away next week. Is he available to run the day?
No. Well, he's actually not as intelligent as Carl, and that's the truth. He's not, you know.
Well, marginally.
Yeah, but in the week, he's like one of these little Tamagotchi toys, Carl, because I have to phone him every day and keep his interest up.
Yeah.
Like, I'd give him an interesting fact. And, I got a book out and I found out how I'd call Carl like that. And I thought this was a great fact, right? A 2-day-old gazelle can run faster than a racehorse. Right? I thought that was incredible.
Sure.
Okay. So I phoned him and I said, a 2-day-old gazelle can run faster than a racehorse. He went, what's it do after that? I went, what? He said, well, how fast can it run when it's adult? I went, well, even faster. He went, oh, I thought we could just do it then, but then it sort of lost it. I went, what are you talking about? I went, you know, that's incredible. A 2-day-old gazelle can run faster. He went, well, no, that's what they do. I went, what? He went, that's what they do, isn't it? I went, what do you mean? It's 2 days old. Right? He went, yeah, but a 1-day-old fly can fly. I'm 30 and I can't fly. It's not what I do. Right? And I went, right. He went, a jellyfish can hold its breath underwater for hours. I went, it doesn't hold its breath, does it? It hasn't got lungs. So he went, what? I know I had him. He went, what do you mean? I said, well, they don't breathe, do they? I went, what do they do? I went, well, they get oxygen directly from the water via osmosis straight into their cells. And it just went quiet. And I went, a 2-day-old gazelle. And he went, yeah. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
He's just thinking about the jellyfish.
Yeah.
Well, he was looking up osmosis, and then he was thinking about the jellyfish.
But I just think, I mean, if Bambi's anything to go by, this little gazelle spends a whole day trying to stand, and the next day it enters the derby. And you don't think that's amazing. You don't think that's incredible?
Yeah. See, you know the sort of things I find incredible.
Go on.
Mirrors. Shiny objects.
Kettles.
Yeah.
Oh God!
Well, listen. Remember the time when I told you about the baby that had a baby?
The baby that had a baby.
Yeah,
it's happened again.
No, it hasn't.
Well, it didn't happen the first time.
It was in the papers, I think, on Monday in all the tabloids.
So it's a twin where one has grown and the other one is still at a fetal level.
No, it wasn't. Though it had grown. He was saying to his mum.
Who was saying to his mum?
The little kid. He was 7 years old. And he kept saying, yeah,
he was pregnant. And he was pregnant?
Yeah. I know.
What do you mean?
And, he was saying to his mum, oh, God, I don't feel well. And, like, his belly was all swollen, and they thought he'd just been eating cake or whatever. And, he was saying, I can feel something moving about. And they were like, stop messing about. There's nothing wrong with you. Eventually, I think he was in gym at school.
In gym? What, gym was pregnant with him? He was like a Russian doll.
He was at school, right? Just about to do, sit-ups or whatever they do at school, right? Yeah. And,
flew out across the room.
Teacher goes, you're a bit fat.
You look a bit pregnant.
And, so best teacher, the doctors took him, said, you're 7 years pregnant, or something like that.
What are you
or something like that?
No, you're 7 years pregnant.
Or something like that.
You're sitting the doctor. Carl! Why don't you think about what you say before you say it?
See the reaction I get. Now, the gazelle, I didn't get excited like that.
7 years pregnant!
Send it in. If someone's online at the moment, just having a look around, it happened on Monday or Tuesday. Because I told you at the pub quiz, didn't I, Steve? I said to you, I know the baby's had a baby.
Yeah.
And you were like, whatever.
Well, I just thought you were talking nonsense as ever.
Well, we'll find out.
You're seven years pregnant.
Yeah.
You're a fool. Play a record.
Well, we've still got stuff coming up.
Monkey news?
Rockbusters answers. We'll have to get that out of the way soon, because we've
got what else there? Have we got a cheeky freak of the week?
Yep.
Brilliant. America by Simon and Garfunkel on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, and I understand I'm about to read my word, Steve.
Well, once again, there's always someone, and it looks like it's Mike Lamb who has come to Carl's rescue.
Lambo's let me down, then.
Doctors have removed a 4-pound baby boy from the stomach of his 7-year-old twin brother.
Yeah.
Alan Jan Niamatilev was born with the freak fetus growing inside him. For 7 years, it lived like a parasite until a school doctor became alarmed about Alan and Jan's bulging tummy and took him to hospital. Surgeons who gave him a scan operated immediately, unaware that the baby was attached to the boy's blood vessels and still alive. They saved Alan Jan from certain death, but knew the 8-inch fetus was doomed. So there we are. Boy pregnant with his own twin brother by Barbara Davis. That was in the Mirror, apparently. So, I've read on and all the facts are right. They took him to the school, the parents, didn't realise.
And that isn't even, this week's Freak of the Week.
I mean, that's still
that
to
for
come.
Free. You've got that, you can have that.
That's the free Freak of the Week.
free freak of the week.
You know, that's giveaway, that's like 13.5% extra.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That you might get with hairspray or something. So that, I mean, if that's just the throwaway Freak of the Week, there are two Freaks of the Weeks there. If those two figure, I can't wait to see what the actual Freak of the Week is that people are paying for. Mm. Is it incredible, Carl?
I'll tell you what, something else you can have for free.
Go on.
Another sort of freaky thing, right? I was watching this, this program in the week. Right?
What?
I don't know what it was. but it was about, I just saw this little fella on it, right?
What do you mean, little fella?
He was doing this history thing.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Is this the, he's found out that a Viking was a bit like him?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
He was boneless or something, or he's-
that's the weird thing. What do you think of that, Steve?
He's what? He's boneless?
No, he was called Harry the Boneless Summer.
Yeah, but you know what you're gonna get there, don't you? That's what I mean, I always have a name, Elephant Man, you know? Harry the Boneless. Where is he? You know what I mean?
I'm meeting someone, waiter, what's his name? He's called Harry the Boneless. He's over there flapping around.
Yeah.
He's over there in the bucket, having noodles.
That's what I mean. But, do you reckon you could do that? Do you reckon you could have your bones taken out?
I love talking to him! He's brilliant! It's like talking to a 5-year-old.
I was asking Suzanne when she was watching it, and she was like, ask me later.
Yeah, brilliant.
She wanted to know about, you
what
know,
did you said you were still watching this programme about history, right, about Vikings.
Like
you turned to your girlfriend and said, do you reckon you could have your bones taken out? Yeah, I love that.
I mean, that is
why you are my favourite
thing. What do you mean you think you can have your bones taken out? Firstly, why would you have your bones taken out?
If you've only got a small flat or something, and there isn't much room.
Yeah.
Right? And what I mean is, would all your organs still do the stuff?
No. They wouldn't.
You'd just be mush.
Listen, I'll teach you something now, right? The skeleton, right? Spam. Yeah? Support, movement, anchorage. No, support, protection, anchorage, movement, spam. That's what the bones do. Yeah? You couldn't stand up. You wouldn't be protected because they protect his rib cage, skull, of course. Anchorage, everything holds onto it. Every muscle is tethered to pull against something, like a crane, a pulley system, so you wouldn't be able to move at all. Do you know what I mean? So you'd be in a bucket. There'd be you'd die immediately, obviously. No, you can't have your bones taken out, Carl. I mean, why do you need to ask that question?
Sorry, but Boneless Bob, or whatever his name was.
Harry
the Boneless. he presumably didn't have any bones. I mean, that's why he had that name, obviously.
No, he did.
No,
he
he's got the name.
Yeah, exactly. No, he was just...
I've had an email here from Graham, old Kent Road. He just says, I had a dream about Carl last night. Can I sue? I've no idea what he looks like, apart from the boldness, and yet he turns up in the middle of my dream. I don't need this, it's harassment.
Yeah.
But people are having dreams about you now, Carl. You actually, it's like you're one of the, something that was created by the Brothers Grimm.
I had a dream, you know when people used to have anxiety dreams, they had like an exam or something, like, you suddenly go to school and you realised, oh my god, you didn't have, your trousers on, or, I had an anxiety dream, I assume, we started off as an anxiety dream about the office, about filming the office, and we had to film in HMV, but someone hadn't cleared it, and so we had to find an R price, and I went, oh, okay, that'll do, and as I was walking there, right, I didn't have any shoes on. Which is like an anxiety dream, but I looked down and I went, so what?
Yeah.
So I'm so lazy now, I think, anxiety dreams don't kick into me.
I'm not sure that's a dream, I think that's just a memory. I wouldn't be at all surprised if you,
turned up with filming the office
with no shoes.
We don't need shoes.
When we were originally doing the pilot for the very first series, obviously Ricky's the main character, he's in it all the time, it's obviously important, this is our big chance to get something made for TV, you know, this could launch our careers, and, I turn up on the Monday, he's twisted his ankle. He has to be wheeled around in a wheelchair, because he went out jogging, stepped on a tin can in the street, and fell over.
Who left that there?
Like a 40-year-old man with brittle bone disease, he just twisted his ankle and he was out of action. It was pathetic.
Yeah, that was the pilot.
Absolutely pathetic.
But I still turned up, Carl. That's the sort of trooper I am.
Well, yeah, but you moaned the whole week.
Wait a minute.
Well.
I didn't like him to go around in a wheelchair, did I?
Yeah.
It's not pleasant, you know, but in a weird way, it taught me all the problems.
Do you have anxiety dreams, Carl? Do you ever lie awake worrying about stuff?
Because I have a lot going on in my head.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't have
that. What do you do? Rent it out to people?
Is it two monkeys swinging in a tie at the moment?
Yeah.
I just don't have that many dreams.
No.
I love that. I love that you don't have that many dreams. Well, you haven't had a decent night's sleep since you were 14, according to you.
12.
Really?
Yeah, so I know
what you meant. I know what you mean though now, when sometimes you're so tired, because I'd forgotten that. You're so tired and you think, well, I'm so glad I don't have to go out tonight. I'm gonna go and just lay on the couch and then go to bed. Yeah.
Have you had one, Steve?
Anxiety dreams, I do have them periodically, yeah. It used to be a lot of, you know, things like running to get to school in time, but, you know, suddenly your feet are running in treacle and you can hear the school bell and you
can't get there. I haven't had them for years. I just haven't had an anxiety dream for years and years and years. Dunno. Don't care.
No, well, no, you just genuinely don't care about anything. This is the problem. You've just got to a point now where nothing bothers you, really. It's like you're just too lazy and disinterested in anything. This show, your career, my career, Carl.
No, I never give up on Carl. So, Carl, so this little Harry the Boneless, what was your point? Was that really your point? You wondered if you could live without bones?
Yeah, I saw the little fella on this programme.
The presenter?
Yeah, and he was a small fella and he was talking about Harry the Boneless. And I thought, you know, that's interesting little bit of science stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's about it on him, really.
All right, well, that's just another bonus cheeky freak of the week, isn't it?
That's not even the freak of the week either.
No.
That's still to come.
So you've had a pregnant Siamese twin.
It's been mad.
You've had a bonus fella and another fella talking about him. They're not even involved in freak of the week.
No.
This is getting mad. Play a record.
Let's play a record. Let's have cheeky freak of the week afterwards, shall we?
Yeah.
Current single from Nick Cave.
Can we do Monkey News first?
I'd rather have a cheeky freak of the week. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, He Wants You.
Brilliant. Yeah. So, Carl, off you go.
Well, we're not gonna do, Freak of the Week here.
Okay.
Right? Because we've done quite a bit of that in the last 20 minutes, right?
We've OD'd on freaks, you think?
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll just shift it a little bit.
Okay.
And I don't, like I keep saying, don't want people to be thinking we're sort of taking the mick out of anyone.
No.
Right? Because we're not about that. I feel like I can do a little bit of it because I work with you, Steve.
Yeah. Right? Sure.
It gives me that right.
It's like a care worker. Yeah, I understand.
Well, it's like that thing of you can't be homophobic because I've got a couple of gay mates and
sure,
stuff.
Sure.
I think it sort of gives me that edge.
Yeah.
Right? So
you're not freakophobic because you work with Steve?
No, that's right, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, by that token, I should be able to sort of slag off, you know, the mentally ill. At least mentally handicapped.
Now, there's a term you don't hear very often. In 2003,
the mentally handicapped. Isn't that what it was?
I don't know where to start.
But I'd like to
apologise for the Lady Diana stuff, the term mentally handicapped, and any inadvertent racism that we may have done.
What's the actual term then? Is it retarded?
Right.
Right, come on now.
Oh, chimpanzee that! Monkey news, earlier than usual.
I'll have to save this link now, monkey news. We've done a lot of stuff, right, on monkeys. And most of it has been
is bollocks.
No, has been like happy stories.
Oh, is this a sad, is this gonna be like our tune? Our monkey tune. Simon Bates and welcome to our monkey tune.
No, but do you know what I mean? We've done stuff about a monkey that robbed a bank.
Yeah. Why is that happy?
He had a great life after that.
Right. What, in Marbella?
Yeah. Right, we did, the one who saved someone's handbag in a railway station.
we've had a lovely marriage, couple of marriages.
Couple of marriages.
Couple of monkey marriages.
Yeah, yeah.
There was the one who got a job in a railway station.
Yeah, the hairdresser.
The one who set up a business in Spain.
I don't remember that one. I'm willing to believe that that happened. Go on then, Carl.
But anyway, yeah. So today's isn't that happy really? It's about some monkey. I think it was a chimp.
Who's an ape? Go on.
It tried to I mean, the story sets off at a sort of a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's something about he went to Russia to do some business.
What are you talking about, Carl?
Jumped past that bit, though. It didn't start there.
What are you-
Do you know what I mean? It didn't tell you what he was doing. It just said, there's this monkey, went to Russia.
to do some business.
I know. Do some stuff.
I don't know.
Bit of monkey business. And, anyway, didn't work out.
So they were furious.
We wanted a surgeon. You send us a monkey.
Anyway, ended up being homeless.
Oh
no! Joking.
So it was taking a turn for the worst.
What? Couldn't even get into like a tree hostel or anything like that.
That's the problem. And,
God.
Ended up homeless. Got in with some tramps.
I don't know where to start.
Come on.
Yeah, so he's knocking about with some tramps and stuff, you know, sharing drink and what have you around a little fire. They broke into some home, not sort of squatted.
Right, so not homeless anymore.
Problem was, yeah, he had a roof over his, little area head.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, this is good, this is, you know, we're having a good time, this is sorting me out.
Yeah.
He had his
mate. Said that in Russian, though.
What was he eating?
I don't know. It didn't say. But they're in this house.
Well, it could only be in sort of like, you know, fruit, nuts, vegetables. I mean, they classically sort of don't eat, you know, pork pies and
But they've
drink
got McDonald's
coffee.
In Moscow now, so.
Sure.
You probably turned
sure.
down on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, there was a bust.
What? There was
a bust in the flat that they were squatting in. All the other tramps sort of knew what was going on, legged it, left, little chimps out there, got arrested. And they thought it was a real fella, at first. They were like, get him, you know, he's obviously just a scruffy bloke who hasn't had a shave and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hasn't shaved his back for a while.
Or his face.
Yeah.
His head.
Got him down the station, and, the boss was like, what's going on here? We've got a monkey here. He was like, what? So you arrested the monkey.
Well, so, the, arresting officers hadn't noticed all the way to the station that he kept slipping out of the handcuffs and was going, for the entire journey. They didn't notice till they got there. What, did they put a hood over his head, maybe, and just, like, you know?
I don't know. I'll give you the, story if you want. There's the headline.
What is it? What's the headline, Steve? I don't want to see it, but...
The headline, this is once again from, supposedly, reputable news organisation Ananova, homeless monkey arrested in Russia.
Did you read on, or did you see the headline and make up that whole story?
It's most of it is there.
What isn't there? What bit isn't there then?
I think you know, Steve can have a look over it, check it out and stuff.
Point out the embellishment for me, Steve. Well,
what it doesn't say is that the police didn't realise it was a monkey.
That's what I was guessing. Really, that they got it back and said, "What are you doing? We've got a monkey." And they go, "Yeah, yeah. Oh God."
There's some more, monkey problems in the week. Have you seen the Alfreds advert with monkeys in?
No.
There's a new advert out for Alfreds, selling bikes and stuff.
Yeah.
Got some monkeys in it. It's caused an uproar.
Why?
People are saying it's, you know, dressing them up in tracksuits and that is,
taking the mickey out of Manchester.
It's, you know, it's not nice for the animals and that. So there's been loads of complaints about
it. Well, they get a free
bike
or something, do they, I imagine?
I think they kept the tracksuits.
Yeah.
Shall I record after this cheeky freak of the week?
No, I'm just saying we're not doing this to sort of, again, take the mickey out of the animals and stuff. These are true stories and that. But yeah, coming next, freak of the week.
Kings of Leon, Red Morning Light on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me, Steve Merchant and little Carl Pilkington. It's getting exciting because it's, this special time of the week where we get to talk about a cheeky freak of the week.
Well, just get Rockbusters out of the way, right? Because I've got to put these prizes in the post bag now because I'm shooting off.
Yeah, because you've got to go early. So, I don't know how you do your job. You went to Manchester, you went to, Madeira, you had a day off because your trousers were wet and you had a cold, and now you're shooting down to Cornwall, you're leaving early.
How do you get your work done? And you've got one job. Me and Steve have got loads of things to do.
Because I'm fast at my work. Like I said, the prize is ready and packed up. Here. No one's being affected by me shooting off early. Right?
Okay.
So, Rockbuster's answer's got to get them out of the way a bit earlier. Right? So, there they are. First one. He's got American coins all the way down his spine.
Yeah.
Why would that be? Right? Initial was N.
Nickelback.
Nickelback.
I got all these. I got all these this week.
Right. Second one. Jeremy Beadle has got arthritis. What's going on there?
Stiff little fingers.
SLF. Stiff little fingers.
Yeah.
And the third one. Foxy Shipman, and
no, and a country and western singer. You said. Now, what's the initial?
SD.
Yeah. So Spin Doctors. Yeah. I got that. But and then I said to you, why is it a country and western singer? And you said Dr. Hook. Why is it Dr. Hook? Why does that give anyone the clue Dr. Hook? A country and western singer?
It's just what was in my mind.
Well, there we are.
There you go. So, we'll change this to Rockbusters or What Am I Thinking? You could have had Dre.
What's in my mind? You could have had And the Medics. Alright. Yeah. Just think it through.
Who's the winner?
The winner... Very lucky, Sandra Cassidy of Leon C. She gets all those great prizes. You know, we've actually had people emailing in saying, this is the worst Rockbusters ever, because it was too easy, it was boring.
Oh. Well,
this is just, don't shoot the messenger.
Oh,
other
dear.
People saying, it really has run its course. Some people genuinely agree with Ricky.
Oh, Carl, this must hurt, mate.
Stinging attacks on you. Some people just slagging you off generally, saying you whinge all the time.
Looks like Steve was right when he, sort of like, poo-poos your ideas.
So...
When he wheeze on your bonfire.
Someone else, I swear to God, someone else emailed in and said, don't bother sending me the prizes, take them to a charity shop, or pawn them, give me the money, I'd rather have it. So I don't know what to say, Carl, I just wonder if it really has run its course now.
Alright, well, we'll see what you come up with next week, though. let's see what you do, let's see what you come in with.
Sure.
Yeah. About 5-1. I'm guessing you'll be popping in with another hip-hop track full of effing and jeffing.
Well, I won't bring it into you, I'll do it myself at home. Obviously, that makes it easier.
Oh, dear.
You can't cope.
Oh, dear.
Are you actually going to be here next week, or are you still going to be in Cornwall?
No, you see, there again, I'll be back in time. And in the week, when I go to, you know, Cornwall, see the Monkey World.
Yeah, you're 2 days past the Monkey World.
That still work.
Yeah.
What?
You're going to interview some of the monkeys? Get some stories.
I love that. You were going, could a monkey live without bones? And so I'm going, Carl, shut the f- please, just look at the monkeys and eat your ice cream. And that's work, is it?
What?
Right, are we having Cheeky Freak of the Week?
Do you want to do it?
What time have you got to shoot off?
Could do with shooting off sort of soonish.
Okay.
To be honest.
This is not radio. Have you ever heard that on a radio show?
Know,
Chris Tarrant going, I've got to shoot off right now. I couldn't get a later train.
I know! Why didn't you get a later train?
There isn't
a later train. So I couldn't get to Cornwall tonight if I had to. If I had to finish this show, I couldn't possibly get to Cornwall.
Rubbish. Of course there's a later train.
Oh, I've booked it now anyway.
Right, well that's the point, isn't it? Yeah. You're not thought
through. Whatever. I don't think the show's lost anything. I think we've still had the, you know, Freak of the Week's coming up now.
Oh, cheeky Freak of the Week.
Right, well, we've had some, interesting things we've been looking at. This week, it's about the strangest couple that ever got married.
And we've had two sets of chimps, so it's stranger than that. Oh, it's not Dale Winton and Mel McAndrew,
is it? It's not your parents, is it?
Well, we're going back again to about, I think this is about 19,
something like that.
1940.
Yeah, whatever.
Strangest couple, a fella, right? He had skin of a lizard.
He had the skin of a lizard, okay.
And the woman who he married.
Which he used as a condom.
The woman who he married.
Yeah.
Airiest woman ever.
Right.
And that was their act. They used to, tour the world. And they'd say, you know, it's like, you know, couple who've met, they're having a great life. let's get them out on stage, here they are. And they'd
what do you mean he had a skin of a lizard, first of all?
That's what it said, he had some sort of, some illness.
So he was called Lizard Man, and you liked that because it was good description.
I thought that's good.
I'm here. I'm here. Hello, dude. We've booked a table for two. Who are you meeting? I'm meeting Lizard Man. Oh, he's over there.
Yeah.
You know who he is, right?
Yeah.
I'm meeting the hairiest woman in the world. She's over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did they do for their act?
Now bear in mind that we had some Siamese twins last week, and their act was having a bath.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope it's an improvement on that.
What did Lizard Man? He came out and ate some flies, did he?
I don't really know. I just think they stood there on that.
Yeah, what do you when you read this and you it goes the most interesting fact ever, Lizard Man, and you go that's enough. Yeah, well, I can extrapolate from that.
But straight away I start thinking. I'm thinking, right. I wonder if they got the wedding photos. And then, like you said, that they had a kid.
Oh, what would that be like?
Exactly, it'd be like
an ostrich, wouldn't it?
That's what I was thinking.
What did you think it would come out like, the baby?
I didn't think what that looked like, I just was thinking, oh, parents' evening.
You wouldn't want them coming up to the school, would you?
So little Johnny, who starts off relatively normal, he's quite good at, you know, he's good at nature,
yeah.
Isn't he? His mum and dad come into the room and they'd be looking around, wouldn't they?
Well, it's always like that thing at school when, like, you find out your mate's mum and dad are really old.
Right,
have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
When you go, have you gran and granddad bought you?
Yeah.
No, mum and dad. Yeah. And you go, oh.
It is weird.
What's that we're talking about? He calls him mum. What was that? Oh, sorry.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and no, like, that's always strange. If you had Godzilla and King Kong as your parents,
yeah,
and they're always fighting, and you know, like you say, if you're in a school play or something, you wouldn't tell them, would you? You wouldn't want them coming up with a video camera.
He didn't tell his parents he was in that.
Well, exactly.
You did Little Donkey. You didn't tell your dad, did you? And he came along and videoed it.
Yeah,
kept it quiet.
Don't want them to know anything.
But you didn't. What was it? It was meant to be playing. You had a little drum, didn't you?
Yeah, I was doing. I had a little drum. I think it was meant to be playing We Three Kings.
Yeah.
But, you started doing Little Donkey and I thought, I can add a touch to this.
Sure, you improvised.
Started playing along with it.
It was like the first remix, wasn't it?
It went down well. But yeah, that's all I was thinking with, the Freak of the Week this week. That's what I'm saying about Freak of the Week. It's to get people thinking, right? Thinking how lucky they are that, you know, they don't have to...
comb their face. What are you talking about? What do you mean, Freak of the Week is to let people know how lucky they are?
Just...
What about the little freak you're talking about? What are they thinking? They're going, oh, he's talking about me. I'm a little hairy lizard man on a stick.
Pop in, give us a call. That's what I'd like to do on a TV programme. That's what I want to do. I want to go and, like, meet these people and say, right, let's just go shopping, let's... You know, we'll film what your normal day's like.
Yeah.
Let's pop out. Nip into Sainsbury's or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, buy a comb.
Park right up close to it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So what you're saying is you just want to get a little message out there, which is that there's always someone worse off than you.
Well, there's proof of that in this room. You know what I mean?
Oh, Carl, when's your train?
In a minute, I'm gonna get going now. I'll see you later.
Thanks, Carl.
Brilliant. Right. What are you planning to play a song?
Kirsty MacColl.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
Cheers. Kirsty MacColl, New England. Carl Pilkington has left the building. He's rushed away. He's on his way down to Cornwall. And we're left by ourselves.
Indeed.
In the room. See, if we can do this...
If we can press all the buttons and not make any mistakes, strictly speaking, there's no need for Carl.
I don't mind if we make mistakes.
Well, no, exactly.
We never were in the old days,
no,
did we?
Sure.
I think Carl is going to love Cornwall. Because I think, one, the mayor is probably an animal.
Yes.
And I imagine the townsfolk think like Carl.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I imagine he'll stay there. He'll be made king.
Have you ever seen Return of the Jedi? In Return of the Jedi, the Ewoks, the little furry creatures, they see C-3PO. And because he can talk and he can speak their language, they actually elevate him.
Oh, he's to godlike status. What are you doing here?
Hooray!
He's back.
I mean, what are you doing?
You're gonna stay till the end.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Right.
Right, well there he is, he's on his way
Yeah, if you you're listening online in Cornwall, I mean, I can't imagine that's ever going to happen.
But you know, on a clothesline with a bean tin at one end and a big bean tin in London.
Or if
I'm cool in London.
Yeah, or if the foil helmet you wear to fend off laser rays from aliens out of space are somehow picking up the show, then Carl's on his way. Look forward to him. He's the bold one.
Because he's got a sort of like, you know, the obligatory sort of red face that would go well down there now. Because I think he's been out in the sun or he was. You know, pre-boiled when he came in, but he's rushing down to Cornwall now, going from Paddington Station. So you know,
if you want, if you're hanging, if you're in the Paddington Station area, you want to pop down there and sort of wave him off, then do.
Yeah,
don't be afraid.
That's not a dirty sexual act.
Wave him off.
Yeah, I'd love to wave him off. And call in the week as well. Carl.Pilkington@xfm.co.uk. Mm-hmm. Send him anything. Just clog up his email.
Yeah,
I mean, because he gets stressed at work. So if you can send him 3 or 4 emails. Each over the next week, so he's got to read them all. But disguise them, don't make him look rubbish, so he's at least he's got to sort of open them and look at them. Or, you know, some of them might be correspondence, so he will, you know, just phone his line as well, just ask for XFM, ask Carl, and leave long messages on his voicemail.
Yeah.
So, if you can, just for us, just for me and Steve, remember, it is mine and Steve's show. Carl is merely like, you know, the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
If Carl can come back maybe next Friday or Saturday or Monday, whenever he comes back, to about 250 emails and 200 voicemail messages.
If you put down, when it says, what's the name of the message, the title of the message, if you put monkey news or monkey information, he'll have to open it then, because he'll be intrigued, even if it's not about monkeys.
Yeah.
Do that anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, voicemail messages. Leave them long. I like this information. Disguise it, so it might be important.
Yeah.
Just so he has to listen through. I wish I'd give his mobile out, but, you know, that is just too cruel, but anyone can get him at XFM, and of course, we've given out his email before, so, I mean, go mental.
There are plenty of ways to torture Carl Pilkington. I mean, we're doing all we can on a Saturday.
But we're only two people.
But we're only two men.
You know what I mean?
So,
So listen, go berserk. We'll be back next Saturday, and we'll leave with a song for the lovers, song for the ladies, whatever. It's a beautiful track.
A song for the sunshine.
Song for the Sunshine. It's Lily White by Cat Stevens. And we've done it. We don't need Carl.
Definitely not. See you next week, Rick.
Bye.